Okay, thank you. And we'll begin with Rich. More of the good news in our neighborhood.
Okay, you can hear me, good. I'll just start off with the readings in water right now. So the Bald Hill Dam pool or lake elevation is 1265.33 and normal summer pool is 1266. So we've gained about 3/4 of a foot of storage. And our goal was to get a foot, and it looks like we're going to get there, and that's good. We just want to get as much as we can. We are releasing 4,060 CFS. Our inflows are 3,240. And you'll just see that the inflow, it's following like what's happening up north, where it's just kind of just kind of hanging there. So at Warwick, it's 1,100 CFS. And I look back from yesterday just on Warwick. And yesterday for this meeting, I reported 1,110 CFS. So that's how it's, hanging there full. Cooperstown is 1,850, and it's kind of going down a little bit, but it's not a drop. It's just kind of a slow, it's hanging in there. Bald Hill Creek, 620 CFS, and it's like the same as Cooperstown, kind of just hanging there. Valley City has 4,330 CFS going through, according to the USGS. And the elevation when I just came in here was 16.04, so right around 16 feet right now. And so then you can, because we haven't touched the gates, and you can look at the flow that's going through Valley City and subtract what our release is up at the dam, and that will give you your local inflow between the here and the dam, and that's about 270 CFS, doing the math on the numbers that I just gave you. And I kind of have an idea of what that is. And I was going to kind of talk a little bit yesterday about travel time, and I forgot to, so I'll do it now. But the Warwick water takes approximately 7 days to reach Bald Hill Dam. And Cooperstown is about 2 days away. Bald Hill Creek is 1 day away from, those river gauges. And it takes 8 to 12 hours from the water from the dam to reach Valley City. When you get higher flows, it takes a little longer because the water has to spread out and fill in before the full flow makes it here. So I just looked at the National Weather Service point forecast, the official forecasting agency for the United States, and for the upcoming rain event for Valley City. They show it in 6-hour increments, I think, and you add those up for the event, and it came out to 2.36 inches of moisture. I did quickly look, I didn't get to add it up, but it was less like up in, up in the Harvey area, it's less. So, they're getting closer, and it changes all the time. So, I guess as they get closer, to the event, they can become more confident in what they're gonna say might happen. We also, the National Weather Service did a gamma flight that looks at the moisture in the upper part of the soil. And they said it in their forecast, they slightly downgraded how much water they were showing in that soil up there. But now the precip event is showing higher, so it was just a wash. So the National Weather Service forecast puts in there the 7-day precip forecast. So that's in there. So when you're looking at it, it has rain built in. And they're showing a crest beginning on Tuesday sometime at 18.5 feet. And And I know people are interested in that 17.5 feet because of the two bridges south of town. And the way they show it here, the Weather Service shows it, is that sometime on Monday that might happen. And so that's my report for the kind of the water situation.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Guys, anybody for a question?
Yeah, I've got a comment. It's an important distinction to important point you made for the citizens of our community that our model is anticipating the rain.
Right.
Our preparation and the dikes and where we're at is all anticipating the moisture. So there should be no panic if we get rain. We're preparing for that.
You're absolutely right, Dick.
Okay.
Commissioner Bellman.
Yeah, just a quick one. So, Rich, in the event that we do get quite a bit of rain, let's say over the weekend, will the dam shut the gates down a little bit to hold more back so we're still only having so much going through town? Is that possible, I guess?
Well, the current plan with the forecast shows Lake Ashtabula going up to between 1269 and 1270. With those releases, you know, of going up to 18.5. So we kind of, there's another event coming after this. The river's full, and it's hanging there. So you got a full river that you might have to deal with for a while.
Okay.
So if you fill the lake completely up, like say we were to cut and eat up some storage,
and you have nothing.
Then you get into a situation where you lose control of your pool and all you're doing is opening up. If it comes in, you open up. We save a little storage and we know we can. That's prudent.
Okay. Thanks.
That's a really good question.
So you're thinking we're going to up the flows coming out then possibly?
Yeah, that's what the National Weather Service forecast shows us going up to. That's right here. Here we go. You know, about 5,000 CFS, and then maybe a day later going up to 5,500. You know, could end up being a little less if we get a little less rain. You know, so, yep.
So is that 2.3 inches that you said was coming? That's just this weekend?
Yes.
And then the next one is, we don't know yet.
We don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, anything? No. Any questions from the audience?
All right. And then, you know, like Commissioner Gallman said, we've been preparing for this. We've been, you know, getting ready and we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got things in place and now we're planning for the next few steps. You know, we've been collaborating with the city and Gwen and then the National Guard on, you know, levee monitoring, and we're trying to come up with an appropriate plan for that. It's going to be a different way of doing it from the last flood because it's a different situation. It's a different flood. So we're working on that now. I got geotechs, you know, crawling all over everything right now.
Jeff, did you say when we were going to go up to 5,000 or when you had an idea?
Yeah, idea of 5,000 is May 1st. What is that? Is that
Sunday?
Sunday. May 1st, whatever that
okay.
is.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know if I caught that or not.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Thanks, Rich. You and your team.
You bet.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks, Rich.
Sure. One of the things that, as Rich was saying, we were collaborating on what we're going to do about the levee patrolling. So the past, you guys had the guard do it. That's not a possibility for us just because of the size of the flood in the area. So we need to take care of that ourselves. I have asked Sue, reached out, and she helped get the information from the guard to get it to the Corps. And that would be their levee patrol matrix. So what they did last time. So now what the Corps is doing is going back through it because there's been a lot of updating since then. So they'll see how far we have to be. You know, obviously if there's a wall, you can patrol further without as much worry. So the main thing I need from them is how many people do we need on at a time? Then from there, we can make shifts and go from there. However, one thing we do have to do is there has to be training, which the Corps is going to do. So when we get an idea here, which hopefully will be sooner than later, then we will start making a couple of different schedules for when we can do the training. And you have to do it in twos. No one can do it on their own, but we are going to need some volunteers because when it comes to Saturday, if there's rain, our employees have to be working on the pumps and making sure everything's getting out. They will not be able to be on those levees. So So if there's someone that's interested in helping patrol the dikes and all, I'm going to actually, Commissioner Erickson, if it's okay, I'm going to have you help me get that kind of set up and we'll go from there.
Sure.
Great.
Have you set a time for the training?
No, that's why I'm having okay. Commissioner Erickson help me so that when we get it, well, all staff, all employees will go to it so we know what's going on, but then there will be a couple more that they do. And as soon as we know any information, we'll get that out. But if someone's interested, at least get in contact with Commissioner Erickson and or myself, and we'll get you on a list so at least we know. And then as soon as we find out when some of the trainings are, we can get that out as well. So that's the big part that I'm actually trying to work through right now, is just seeing what kinds of those things that we need to do and do we have enough people and go from there. So that is all I have for now.
Gwen? Thanks, Gwen.
Oh, excuse me.
Was there a question for Gwen?
I do have a question, and maybe it'll help clarify it for me and then for the citizens. When, so they're not patrolling the dikes right now, is that right? We don't need to patrol the dikes right now, or are they right now at mm-hmm. night? And then,
Rich, I'm going to have you come
when do the volunteers start the patrolling of the dikes, approximately?
Okay, so with this flood event is different because you guys have done all this, put in this permanent flood protection. So we're not, that's not levees that we have to monitor. It's less, you know. And then also we did not place clay up on all of the levees because they were high enough. So the way I see it happening is that because where you put clay on, I think you want to have a higher frequency of eyes on it. So you would make that segment would be shorter, and the teams would walk it, but it would be a shorter segment. And then hopefully making the segment for the levees that we did not put any clay on, make that a longer walk, because they're pretty good levees and
the ones with grass.
Yep. Yeah, with grass. But you still, when you have a flood, you need to monitor the whole system. So, but that maybe we can, by doing it that way, we can reduce the number of volunteers needed. But I don't know yet. We're still working it. And we're identifying areas that we want to really look at all the time.
So tonight, no one's monitoring the levees as of tonight.
I think she's wondering.
Let's go one at a time.
Okay.
I think what she's wondering is what levels
level,
of the
river
water.
Level.
Okay,
we need to start.
So yeah, this that yep. It leads into this. So it would be, you know, the lowest level that we, you know, you guys shored everything up to 18 feet, right? So 18.5, right? And so there's some areas that were at what, 16 and a half or something like that? Yeah. So I think when you get to, you know, 17 feet, you're going to want to do that. And according to this plan here, that would be National Weather Service would be probably starting Saturday or Sunday, depending on the precip. We might need to be walking those levees on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. Gwen, anything further?
The main thing is, regardless, we still have to do the training ahead of time, because mm-hmm. if you wait till it gets there, that's too late. So if that's why we're saying, if you're interested, at least come get the training and then we can go from there. And that's why it would be important for me to have another person to help with that, so we can kind of get the calls out. And then it'll be like, I'm going to actually ask for all of you. There's going to be a couple things that are going to be like a calling tree. If things happen, then I will actually have, like, Commissioner Bishop, I'm going to have him help me with one thing, and something else happens, you know, we'll kind of do it that way, just because you can't have one person on the phone all at the same time as things go on. So.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
And I contacted our EOC in St. Paul, and they're overnighting a cell phone that will be the phone that these levee walkers will call. So it's just one number.
Oh.
It doesn't go, they don't call us, they call that number, and then we can dispatch people out to where they need to go.
Good. Okay. Anything else, Jeff? You're going to take that assignment?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll do anything for Gwen.
Whee, here we go. All right.
For right now, I would say to call the flood line and just tell them that if they want to give them their name and number and tell them they would like to be a volunteer. And that way we get it all and it's all recorded.
Okay, thanks, Ian. Okay, anything further? No. Okay, Clint? You're on the list here. I'm not going by visual.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Not visual, VFR.
Another good day for us today, really. Just monitoring pumps. We are kind of watching the flood walls and areas where we put clay levees in as well. The only thing really new is we've staged a couple pumps around town just in anticipation for the rain this weekend. Areas where we got dikes on the roads, you know, where water might pool up. You probably noticed some by your house there, do we? So we're just thinking ahead and getting prepared so we don't have to scramble at the moment any more than possible. And we did start our 3 8-hour shifts today, so get the guys a little more rest and ready for the weekend.
Okay, great job. Any questions for Clint? No, because if you look up at the screen, you're visible.
On there?
You're
right.
Visible.
President Carlson, commissioners, we're going to do a couple things. So the fire department tonight is going to go out and put the rest of our flood walls up. So it is not in a panic mode. We just want to get the rest up so we know that we have all the stuff, if we need to order anything extra or whatever. So Jessica said they had a little issue going on at the college that they were freaking out that they had to abandon ship. It is not what we're doing it at all. Secondly, if we do the dike thing, let me know. We certainly will participate. And
you're already on the list.
I kind of guessed that, but I just thought I was just being cordial. And then to build a little bit off of what Mike said, we did a little bit. We had our rescue drill last night, so we do have a couple of our quick little deployment stuff for water rescue stuff a little readily available. I had a friend of mine that's kind of a mathematician, and we factored in a 180-pound person in the water today would go a block in less than a minute. Ooh. So if you do see somebody hit that water, you see something hit the water, you need to make a phone call. You're not going to pick them out. We've kind of set up some places where we're going to, I mean, we won't even have time to put a boat in. It'll be that fast. So I'm going to go off of Mike, stay off the dikes, keep your kids off the dikes, keep your dogs off the dikes, whatever it is. Especially if we get rain this weekend, that clay is going to be extremely slippery. So that is something that we factor in a lot as well. But we want to be just diligent and ready for whatever happens that could happen. So any other questions?
Would this be a time to say that we do not have any plans to be making sandbags?
Actually, I think this would be a good time to say, if you hear something, that doesn't mean it's necessarily true. So if you're questioning it, please call the flood hotline and we will make sure to get you the facts. So along those lines, there are some rumors about sandbags. We do not need sandbags right now. We are okay. But if you do have any questions, there's nothing wrong with calling the hotline to get the facts.
And if you do need sandbags, they still have some. You can certainly come get some. They're starting to get in my way now. So
okay.
I have nothing else. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Scott. Carl, do you have any flood questions that have come in and you want to refamiliarize people with the hotline number?
Sure. It's come up a couple times tonight. So the flood question or help hotline is 701-890-7848. As Gwen said, you can call if you're willing to volunteer. Call to get the facts. This, again, is a non-emergency number. So 911 if there is an actual emergency. I had a question from Steve Ernest earlier. This is a 24/7 number. So during business hours, it will come to City Hall. After hours, it will roll over to another call center, and those calls will be forwarded to the Public Works Department. So any hour, any day, it will work. And also, I did have a comment from Beck TV just to let people know they are rerunning this meeting, the 4 o'clock meeting, at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. every day if you missed it live. So
okay, thanks, Carl. We have other entities represented here. Any comments or questions from you folks? Kind of boring, isn't it? Nice way to be during a flood. Well, thanks everyone, and there being no further business, meeting is adjourned.